This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I talked about pronouns the other day, and I got this message from a guy. His name is Tom. Well, somebody forwarded it, and his name is Tom Woods. And he says, shared in my Tom Woods Show Elite group. But it was an Amber Alert for a kiddo. And here's what you can, I'm going to read the part. It says, they are suspected to be traveling together in a white Honda Accord with Oregon license plate, and it gives a license plate. Kayla spills something, goes by the name Kayla Millsap. Name, and now it's going into the actual people, the little person missing. So apparently Kayla is the one who's taken this little girl. Nova Lou Millsap. That's name. Pronouns, she, her. Date of birth, June 17, 2021, height 30 inches, weight 30 pounds, hair strawberry blonde, eye color blue. Now, you probably noticed right away what was wrong with this picture. This is a just over one-year-old child who's been taken apparently by Kayla Spills, also known as Kayla Millsap, apparently some kin to Nova Lou Millsap, and they've got a picture of Kayla. And then the next child is Artemie Diane Millsap. Pronouns, she, her. Date of birth, June 3rd, 2022. So these kids were born, you know, not even a year apart, a full year apart. Height, 15 inches. Weight, 7 pounds. Hair, strawberry blonde. Eye color, blue. Other identifying information, Artemie is a very small infant. And that's what they gave. Two infants, less than 2 years, just over a year old, the other less than a year old, born this year, a few months old. And they list the pronouns. And that's what Tom Woods is pointing out, is that When do we, again, I talked about this before. I'm not going to recognize your pronouns. I think it's silly. I think it's stupid. I mean, you guys can think what you want. I'm not recognizing pronouns. And I think that's kind of what he's saying is, why are we even doing this? How do we allow this to happen? He writes, these are infants, as you can see from their date of birth, and yet the report refuses to identify them as girls. All we're told is that their pronouns are she, her. That's it. To recognize them as women, you know, as girls, gender female, would be to have to actually tell the truth. What do you think a kid, look, I don't care if you're 40, I don't care if you're 103, if you're describing yourself through your gender pronouns, you're a freaking idiot. He goes on, he says, Stonewall, this guy tweeted this, he suggests that children as young as 2 recognize their trans identity, yet many nurseries and schools teach a binary understanding of preassigned gender. LGBTQ inclusive and affirming education is crucial for the well-being of young people. This is from metro.co.uk. My four-year-old is gender non-conforming, but her nursery, and apparently that's what prompted the story. This four-year-old doesn't feel like a boy or a girl, so they want it addressed. You've got to teach this LGBT training at a young age. Now, I'll be honest with you. There probably are kids that go, I feel different. Like I said, I've grown up around gay kids or kids that were different. But it didn't really matter. And I understand that if they don't have good parenting and, you know, kids are going to get teased for all kinds of stuff. We teased one kid I grew up with because he was too dark. I tell you what, though, he's a good looking guy. His sister was a major model. But we used to tease him all the time. He was too dark. My grandmother used to talk about him. I'm not going to say his name because too many of my friends listen to the program, but they know who I'm talking about. You tease people for different reasons. I mean, if somebody seems a little effeminate, you'd be all like, you know, Lady Gaga or whatever. I don't know. Maybe his name is Guy. You call him Lady Gaga. That's what kids do. And it really is endearment for the most part. And I guess it could be, you know, there's bullying. But I want to tell you this. There's bullying in the world. You're going to get bullied. If you think you're going to get through life not bullied, you're an idiot. You're going to be bullied. Anyway, he writes this. You read that right. Children as young as two recognize their trans identity. He says, therefore, we must protest the unthinkable injustice of nurseries teaching a binary understanding of preassigned gender. Now, I knew I was a boy from the time I became sentient. And I believe most of you knew your gender. You may have flexed a little bit. And I don't mean in terms of, maybe I'm not all the boy that I think I am, though. But in terms of your thinking about other people, I know my thinking has certainly evolved in the sense of me saying, yeah, you know, if I grew up like one of my friends who acted very effeminate, probably was gay, didn't know how to deal with it, etc., I'm sure it would have been a different experience. But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm pretty headstrong, so I probably wouldn't care. And I think maybe if we were working more on people's self-worth and value, they'd probably not care as much as we think. He goes on to say this, 10 years ago, not a single solitary soul gave such a thing a moment's thought, but today they have invented special demon words for you if you don't wholeheartedly embrace it. And you better be sure that HR doesn't catch you thinking the wrong thing. In one area of life after another, we're expected to live by lies. We're expected to believe, or at least to profess our belief in things we know to be false. But I talk about this all the time. I tell you guys, the beauty of my life is I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to live your stupid leftist lie. And here's the better part. I'm going to force you to live it. It's kind of like these governors that are shipping illegals up to New York and D.C. You know what these people are doing there? Oh, why are you doing this? We can't. This is horrible. We'll get more into that maybe later in this hour. Consider this your update on leftist gender pronoun nonsense.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little
little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Make leftists live their lies. We just talked about this with pronouns. Why do we give in to these nutty ideas? Make them live their lives. Lies. If you want to do, give them your pronouns. Make up a whole new set of pronouns and hold them to it. Every time they refer to you, say, I prefer that you not use my name. You use my pronouns. Handsome and gorgeous. Those are my pronouns. And drive it home. Show the stupidity of it, the nuttiness of it. Write about it. Use it in such a way that it just is so over the top, they finally go, okay, fine. Let's just go back to using our names. Let's just go back to humanity. Oh, we couldn't get them to do it. Oh, no, you got us to do it. Let's go all overboard. If they say smash and grabs are okay, you know what, conservatives? Go smash and grab. I know. Kevin, I can't steal anything. I don't want to do it. I just can't. I get it. I understand it. But I'm saying, if you don't do it, what do you think's going to happen? Kevin, I don't know. I just can't see myself on welfare. I paid into it, but I never want to be on welfare. Well, then let a leftist get your welfare, because they're going to get it. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Go to that website, the Kevin Jackson Network, and you will find beautiful things, big, beautiful stuff. In Mexico, didn't even have to pay for it. I paid for it. I built it with my blood, my sweat, my tears. Many people on my team, but you know what we did? We built something beautiful, and I hope you go check it out. Right now, you're listening to the radio show. I know many of you get people to listen to the show periodically. I don't know, I'm waiting for it to reflect in the numbers, but I know there are lots of people out there listening to the show. And I'm telling you, I think Google is like somebody is, massing my little fortune, and they're not giving me the stats. I truly believe this. It's one thing to suppress it. It's a whole other to not credit us for it. This is what these people do. They don't want us to be successful, because can you imagine my voice getting out there to millions of people who say, man, I like this guy that says, be who you are and don't give a crap. That's the happiest you're going to be. Now, I'm not telling you to be a jerk. I'm telling you, be accountable to yourself, whatever makes you feel good. And if you're living a Christian, a Judeo-Christian conservative life, the likelihood is people are going to like you. They're not going to like everything about you. Stop trying for that. You ain't worth liking everything about. As good as I am, I'm not worth liking everything about. And I love me, but sometimes I don't. And it's okay. You love yourself, but there are times you don't. That's the way God made you. Because that time you don't is when you learn, when you're correcting, when you're fixing, you're pairing. That's when you don't. And so you start working on, you say, but Democrats and leftists, they love themselves despite, they don't go, oh, I did something wrong. I went and stole from a store. They look at it as man shoe. That's what they letting people do. That you don't learn anything when you don't see it as something wrong. That's why they don't learn anything. The stuff that they do, if you're waiting for an apology, keep waiting, blue boy. You're not going to get it. Anyway, welcome, folks, again. I am Kevin Jackson. My pronouns are kiss and my butt, and they should always be used together. Democrats and leftists are wrong on everything, and I'm tired of people saying to me, they mean well, unless you're actually describing their meanness. When you say that, understand that leftists are not trying to improve anything. They don't mean well. Thus, they mean not well, they mean excellent, meaning they are excellent at being mean. Now, if you're telling me that, I'll go for it. Make them live their lies. That's what your role is in life. Remind them, you picked Joe Biden. We didn't want him. We know you cheated. You're happy you cheated. You happy now? Make them live their lies. By the way, you're going to be happy with Kamala Harris? She's about to become your president. You happy with that? Did you support her? Would you have been for her? No. They gave you Biden and they gave you Harris, and you accepted it, you leftist scumbags. Make them live their lies. Here's Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, and he's been asked a question about these illegals that are being shipped up from Texas and Florida. What are we going to do? We're humanitarian New Yorkers. I know, that's funny. What are we going to do to get these people assimilated? And here's part one of what he has to say.
There you are. You are hitting on those topics of why we're reaching out to the federal government and stating this is a real burden on New Yorkers as we're trying to do the right thing. We already, as I stated, we already have an overburdened shelter system. So now we're talking about, as you stated, food, clothing, school. This is going to impact our schools because we do not turn away individuals because they're undocumented, translation services. There's just a whole host of things that this is going to produce, and that's why we need help in getting this done, and we need the right coordination to make it happen.
Understand, folks, Eric Adams in New York is getting a small piece of what Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California deal with on a daily basis. Arizona, let me tell you, that Yuma corridor that they talk about, it is flooded with illegals. And what are the things he says? He says, we have overburdened shelter system. It impacts our schools. We don't turn individuals away who are undocumented, and that adds translation services. He didn't even get into hospitalization, welfare, potential for disease, none of that. They talk about, we trying to feed all these people. Yeah, it's a real burden, and you're only getting a piece of it. You're not getting the 52,000 that pour across the borders on the border states. You're getting a few hundred, a few thousand, not consistently either. Here's the second part of this clip that, again, I find even more astounding.
Yeah, I don't know, calling for help from the federal and those states. I don't know why they believe there's blame. I don't know why they believe there's blame. Quoting in the facts and what we are dealing with. So, what we're saying, our system is always already overburdened. Fact. These states are sending people to New York without any communication or coordination. Fact. We're not receiving any dollars in addition to this new responsibility that we're going to have. Facts. So I'm just not clear on what legal aid believe we are doing that is blaming anyone. We're saying we're going to do our job as New Yorkers, but we do need help to deal with this new wave of those who are in need of shelter.
It's not just about being in need of shelter. It's in need of being assimilated into a system that's going to cost you a fortune. And these border states have been dealing with it for some time, and they're waking these other people up. This is the best thing that Florida and Texas could have done. They're saying, you don't want to recognize this problem? I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to make you have to deal with it. And you're only going to deal with a little bit of it, and watch how you squeak. And what did Eric Adams do in New York? He did exactly what they predicted.
Radio show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
High fives and handshakes continue at the White House as the United States added 528,000 jobs in July, that number far exceeding industry analysts' expectations. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh adding,
when I look at this report, we've recovered almost every single job that we've lost or was what people were laid off during the pandemic.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The unemployment rate also falling to 3.5%, the lowest since the pandemic struck in early 2020. Despite two COVID shots and two boosters, President Biden continues to test positive for COVID-19. The president's doctor, although not meeting with the media, sending out a memo saying Biden's cough has almost completely resolved and his vital signs remain normal. This is USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in more hot water over her trip to Taiwan.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is facing unannounced sanctions from China over her trip to Taiwan. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said despite Beijing's firm opposition, Pelosi insisted on visiting Taiwan, seriously interfering in China's internal affairs. End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United States is engaged in talks with Russia to bring WNBA player Brittany Griner and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan home after they were imprisoned. Paul's brother David contemplates the Biden administration's offering dangerous people such as Victor Boot, who's also known as the Merchant of Death, to bring his brother and Griner home.
I'm confident that the U.S. administration, the president, has advisors in many parts of the government who will have talked through this, and I think that they will make the best judgment for the American people. So if they're willing to make that choice, then I'd absolutely support it.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We just talk about ways in which we're winning. I do it pretty much every day on the show, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. I show you ways that we're winning. Now, look, that being said, it doesn't mean that we can't stay vigilant. We must stay vigilant, but we're winning. And if you get used to having a winner's mentality, it's difficult for them to get to you. Because if you just pick up your news cycle and look at it, you don't think we're winning. You think we're losing. Let me ask you this, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Would you rather be them or us? Now, I already know the answer because you are us. But I'm saying, think of switching places and having to defend everything that they do. What would you be saying? How could you handle that? Put yourself in a warped mind where you actually believe some of the nonsense. Then you have to face the reality of it, the inflation of the actual Bidenflation, you know, some of the things that these people are touting, you know, open borders and stuff, like what's happening in New York that we just talked about. When you have to face your demons, and then you find out the demon is you. That's what the Democrats face every single day. Dr. Deborah Birx, the other week, essentially kill the credibility of Fauci and the Biden administration regarding the effectiveness of these COVID death shots. Now, you got to remember what these guys said to what Birx said just last week. Now, previously, Biden called COVID a pandemic of the unvaccinated. He says, if you get vaccinated, you won't get COVID. Fauci, his chief medical advisor, said if you get vaccinated, you're not going to spread the virus to others. And these two clowns get the virus, and only by the grace of God are they alive, because both of them probably should be dead. For all intents and purposes, Biden is dead. He may have been dead for 17 months, as far as we know. It's weekended Bidens. If you get vaccinated, you're not going to get it. But, as I remember saying at the time when they'd said that, but if you do get it, you're probably not going to get hospitalized. But if you do get hospitalized, you're probably not going to die. But if you do die, remember, you can't sue us. What we've learned about everything these people have said, and I know it sounds like a broken record, but I'm saying it to make a bigger point. Everything these guys say is wrong. When they tout somebody as an expert, understand they don't know anything. They've been paid to say what these people ask them to say. For the last 18 plus months, they've been lying to us.
And Burks essentially said it. I've been telling you this. People, the naysayer, oh, come on, Kevin, you can't know more than them. You get into arguments with people, well, are you a doctor? I don't need to be a doctor. I got this thing called common sense. Biden, Fauci, all these leftists, they tormented Americans who didn't want to get vaccinated. They called us names. They said we didn't care about the other people. We were unconcerned, super spreaders, whatever. They gave us all that. And then what did Burks come out and say? The former White House COVID-19 response coordinator. She said during an interview with Neil Cavuto that the effectiveness of these vaccines was overplayed, and that she knew that the vaccines wouldn't stop infections. By the way, so did Fauci. He admitted this just recently. We played this clip the other day, but it bears playing now.
Data are overwhelming. When you look at the difference between vaccinated people, particularly those who are boosted, and unvaccinated people, the hospitalization, morbidity, and mortality weighs extremely heavily, multifold, among the unvaccinated. That's not necessarily the case because of the way the virus has evolved when you're dealing with the acquisition of infection. So right. What we need is, I think what you're hinting at, we need vaccines that are better because of the breadth and the durability, because we know that immunity wanes over several months, and that's the reason why we have boosters.
Right.
But also we need vaccines that protect against infection. And those are the next generation of mucosally administered. By mucosally, we mean through a nasal administration or an oral administration. Yeah. And that's what we're working very hard on to get.
All a bunch of double talk by Fauci. The mucosaline, that means through the mucous membranes or through the oral cavity. So it's through your nose and your mouth. Oh, got it. Okay. See, that's when you know a guy's filling you full of gobbledygook, when he wants to use big words to say something that you... So as opposed to getting the infection this way, you get it through your nose and your mouth. Oh, got it. But I got to talk slower and act as if every word has particular meaning. When I'm speaking of the mucosaline, I'm speaking of nasal repercussions and infarctations versus, and of course, there is also the oral ramifications of the speculatory system. You know what I'm saying, right? They got to fill you full of junk to tell you what they already know. So what did he say? We need vaccines that are better in breadth and durability. The reason why you get all these boosters is because the vaccines suck. And we need vaccines and boosters that protect against infection. We need the next gen. Oh, but before we get next gen, let's make sure everybody gets vaccinated with the death vaccine. And oh, let's make sure that all the social media will not allow them to understand what we've done by infecting them with this mRNA that not only changes their DNA, but it also gives them myocarditis. It gives them spike proteins. It's liable to kill them on something much sooner than the very disease that we say we need to protect them against. That's it in a nutshell. Here's what Burke said. I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection. And I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization. It will. But let's be very clear. 50% of the people who died from Omicron surge were older, vaccinated. Half of them, folks. Half of the people who died were vaccinated, which goes to say half of the people who died were unvaccinated. So what they're effectively telling you is, either way, it's 50-50. So ask yourself, why do we spend trillions of dollars if it's 50-50? Why do we spend trillions of dollars if, as Fauci absolutely pointed out, we need vaccines that are better? The only thing that could possibly answer that question is they said, we need to study this. And in order to study it, we need people complicit in the trying it. And if we can get them to try it, and then we can get their blood and whatever else. If they had just said that, we need a sample group of people willing to study the vaccines. We will follow you, get your blood, monitor things. And yes, some of you might die, but here's a bunch of money. How much could we have saved of $6 trillion? Let me put it to you this way. If they had said, yo, Kev, if you be part of the study, we'll give you $20, $30, $50 million. You might have taken it. You get 5,000, 10,000 people to do it. I promise you, you're going to spend a heck of a lot less than $6 trillion. She admits it. Burks. It comes after Fauci appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. I played this clip. I'm going to play it again because you need to hear him. In May of 2021, he claimed that vaccinated people mostly wouldn't spread the Wu flu.
The new guidance on masks is confusing people a little because 2 weeks ago the CDC said that people who had been vaccinated were safer while wearing masks. Now there's new guidance. What changed in that period?
Well, what's happened has been an accumulation of data, John, showing the real-world effectiveness of the vaccines. It is even better than in the clinical trials, well over 90% protecting you against disease, number one. Number two, a number of papers have come out in the past couple of weeks showing that the vaccine protects even against the variants that are circulating. And thirdly, we're seeing that it is very unlikely that a vaccinated person, even if as a breakthrough infection, would transmit it to someone else. So the accumulation of all of those scientific facts, information, and evidence brought the CDC to make that decision to say, now, when you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask, not only outdoors, but you don't need to wear it indoors.
As we learned, with all of that information they had, there was nothing but lies. Because that's what Fauci does. That's what the Democrats do. And Burks essentially said, we knew it at the time. I trust nothing the government says, and I use that as my evidence.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So Biden supposedly ordered a hit on Zarqawi or whatever the guy's name is in Afghanistan. This heinous terrorist, right? Terrorist. I'm really getting ethnic. He killed a terrorist? Anyway, Joe Biden killed this terrorist. And nobody cares. I looked it up. 8-1, August the 1st was the last time anybody talked about it. He killed him and Joe Biden. No matter how long it takes, no matter where you go, we'll get you. Nobody's saying a word. I mean, we left Afghanistan, we gave it back to them, and now we got Joe Biden wants to spike the football. Hopefully it's not the nuclear football. But here's what's interesting to me. This would be a big deal. By the way, you do realize that Biden criticized Donald Trump for killing, his name was Soleimani, the Iranian terrorist. He criticized him for that, but he wants to take a victory lap when it comes time to discuss killing his terrorist. Interesting to me. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We've covered a lot of ground today. I talked about these stupid pronouns. We talked about monkeypox. Google and these AI bots. I'm going to tell you, there's more to that, the Google issue, because that's not done. I mean, that's something we got to keep our eye on. Anyway, we talked about that. We talked about monkeypox. We talked about a lot of things getting canceled. I don't know if you saw this. CNN, for the first time, did not make $1 billion. They can't seem to figure out the secret decoder ring. I don't know if this is a true number, but I saw that they spent $300 million on their online thing they were trying to do. $300 million. And it failed miserably. Now, I want to move on, because we got a lot to cover. Let me ask you this. A couple things. One, Brittany Griner has got, I think they sentenced her to 9 years in prison in Russia. Now, Joe Biden's trying to do this prisoner exchange for her. And, of course, we're giving up super bad guys to get back one baller. Now, we all know if Trump were president right now, Brittany Griner would be home with her baby mama or whatever. I don't know what you call it when they're lesbians. But she'd be home with her girl. But instead, she's languishing in a Russian prison over vape. I mean, that's pretty pathetic. So I keep tweeting this. I tweet it almost every day. Hey, LGBT community, do you think Brittany Griner wishes Donald Trump were president and not Joe Biden? I mean, Joe Biden made himself out to be everything in the world to the LGBT community. And what are we finding out? This clown can't bring a girl home who's nothing but a basketball player. She wasn't a spy. It's insane. Hey, by the way, another question related to foreign policy. Does anybody think Trump would have had trouble scheduling a visit to Taiwan? You think the Chinese would have threatened him and held war games and fired off missiles and all other kinds of stuff? Or do you think they would have just said, well, you know, he's the president of the United States. He can go where he wants to go. They said this. The Biden White House has tried for 3 weeks to convince Beijing and the world that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's expected visit, she's now visited, to Taiwan says nothing about U.S. policy towards China or Taiwan. I don't see her going to China. Yet experts say that the effort misses the point because intra-party schisms in Washington are effectively meaningless to the rest of the world. So what they're identifying here in this article is that there is a schism. Because Nancy Pelosi essentially said to Biden, I'm not going to even pay attention to you. Now, I don't know if you realize this, the strategic importance of Taiwan in America. Taiwan makes lots of semiconductors. You want to know where they make them? Californicate. That's where they make them, in California. Pelosi's going over there trying to protect her investment. Now, they already gave them more money to American Semiconductor. That can't go bow too well for Taiwan, who's saying, wait a minute, we've been the ones supplying you. And now, Joe Biden, I want you to just explain to you how all these things play together. Joe Biden says, we're going to give billions of dollars to American semiconductor industry. I don't know whether that's good or bad. It's probably good. But Taiwan's looking at it and going, that's a lot of our revenue. You're going into worldwide competition with us. And oh, by the way, it's our revenue and we need your help. We got China breathing down our backs. The reason why China won't attack us is because we have this robust semiconductor industry as well. All of it plays together. The third bullet point they made in this story is the fact that U.S. policy toward Taiwan is deliberately ambiguous has only made it more difficult for the White House to draw a distinction between what Pelosi is doing and what Biden is saying.
And you want to know why Pelosi is not paying attention to Biden? Why she just said, I'm going to go over there on my own. I don't care one way. Because Biden is an idiot. Biden is a brain dead moron. And she says, look, I got to figure out how all this is going to play with me. My semiconductor business in California, how they're playing with Taiwan, how it all fits together in this massively complicated puzzle that includes China. By the way, speaking of the Pelosis, Paul Pelosi pled not guilty. Does that surprise anybody? Paul Pelosi's like, okay, listen, so what? You caught me drinking and driving. So what? I blew a .08 or whatever he blew. He pleaded not guilty. Here's how it reads. The attorney, Amanda Bevins, entered a plea of not guilty to both counts on her client's behalf. He was given driving under the influence of alcohol, of drugs, or alcohol. And I don't know why there's two counts, because you had one. But anyway, you're going to say this. Pelosi's 2021 Porsche and the other driver's 2014 Jeep sustained, quote, major collision damage in a crash around 10:17 p.m. on May 28th. And responding officers found Pelosi in his driver's seat in his damaged car near the intersection of California Route 29 and Oakville Cross Road. So they give him a breathalyzer. Or do what they do. He blows a .08. They arrest him. And he says, nope, I got the attorneys to get away with this. I got the political clout to get away with this. So what, you caught me with the evidence? You have no idea what my intent was. I mean, that's the same thing that Hillary Clinton got out on. He says, you have no reason whatsoever to be arresting me. But sir, we've got camera footage of you driving through the red light, over the speed limit, weaving in and out of traffic. You finally hit the car as they were coming in, you know, driving on the other way with the green light. And he's looking at them like, and? They don't have to care. Moving on, pop quiz. If Democrats called Biden's legislation, the Inflation Reduction Act, what should we expect to happen to inflation? Pop quiz. Come on, give me a quick answer. Well, if you said if they want to reduce inflation, but because it's Oppositeville, bizarro world, it's probably going to go up, you'd be right. Here's what they wrote about this. Senate Democrats' latest party line attempt to push their social agenda through Congress lifts Orwellian naming conventions. It only takes three times to say it to get it right. To new heights, the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. They might as well add world peace and global democracy is what this guy wrote, since the bill has roughly the same odds of achieving those ends. There's a net $300 billion in the bill dedicated to reducing the deficit through higher taxes. In normal times, when inflation is around 2%, a tax increase of about 1.2% of GDP would exert some downward pressure on inflation. But because the deficit reduction is concentrated at the end of a 10-year period, only about a tenth of this reduction, 0.12% of GDP, would materialize in the next year. For context, in March of 2021, Democrats shoveled $1.9 trillion, or 8.6% of the GDP, in new fiscal spending into the economy through the similarly ill-named American Rescue Plan. The fiscal injection came as the economy was already reopening on its own, thanks to vaccines, precisely when it was counterproductive and sowed the seeds of inflation. The Federal Reserve also kept interest rates at zero to March of 2022, same as they were in March of 2020 when there was a double-digit hole in the economy because of COVID lockdowns. In other words, folks, Joe Biden does exactly the opposite of what he should do.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.